you join me. A tremendously exciting moment. It's the Hotel Room trilogy continued. This is part the fifth. I probably started this too soon because I haven't finished my energy drink yet. That's the sound I would now be making if I were finishing my energy drink while recording the show. But I wouldn't do that. That would be unprofessional. For one thing, the whole point of the energy drink is to drink it approximately half an hour before a recording session. And it enhances the quality of my performance. That's the theory anyway. This drink that I've been pretending to drink is energy drink Power King, the Energizer. Basically it's not working yet. I don't feel the burst of it. That's not to say that I'm asleep. I don't have the enhanced brain capacity thing that I would expect normally half an hour after drinking that, although I did start at approximately 20 minutes ago, but I got distracted by a muffin. I had a muffin in the bag here. I didn't eat it. I ate the donut instead. I had a donut which I strategically placed in a separate bag. I went to the shop and I got the donut and the muffin and I put them in the same bag, and then I thought, no, I'm going to get another bag and I'm going to transfer the donut. That probably wasn't the best plan. It would have been easier to transfer the muffin because that I wouldn't have got my hands coated in sugar handling that. Now I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, why didn't he get his hand coated in sugar when he was putting the donut initially into that bag? That's because I used the tongs provided. As requested by the sign, it says, please use the tongs require, the tongs, what you call it, I don't know, the tongs provided. Because apparently, now there's no gloves for, I don't want to handle a pair of tongs that's being handled by every other customer in that shop. You don't ever know what kind of germs you get off that. But no, they don't seem to provide any gloves for handling the tongs as well. I probably could have used one of those plastic bags, but there were only two left, and I used both of those. I used one for the donuts and one for the muffin. So that was probably, in hindsight, that was probably a bad idea. I should have used one of the bags as a glove and used it to transfer the... but it was too late then, and in any case... that whole thing has to be replanned. I was listening to an old episode of The Overnightscape last night with Frank Edward Nora, and he was talking to a friend of his whose job is to scan barcodes in shops. He goes around scanning things all over the place. He calls himself an auditor, and I have to belch. He counts things with a machine. He points the thing at that, and the machine says, that's one, because the machine can only count to one. You point the machine at one thing, and it counts it and registers it and says, that's one, and then you point it at another thing, and it points it and registers and says, that's another thing. And apparently this is kind of considered an advancement. You've got a machine that can count to one, and it's being operated by people who can count to at least 10. I don't think this is the same thing that happened 100 years ago. Someone invented the yard wheel. It's a single wheel with a handle, and you roll it along the ground and it clicks every yard, but you have to it only clicks once, so you have to count the clicks. It doesn't keep record. You don't go along and after 10 clicks you have to ask the yard wheel, how many was that? It says, I don't know, I only counted one each time. All I know is it was 1111111. So basically it's a binary measuring system, but it doesn't even remember how many it's counted, so that's of little use for our not for our purposes. We don't have anything we need to measure here, although I do need to measure the amount of time that I have before I check out, because I can't keep this hotel room for more than half of the day, and we're already several hours into the day. You have to, there's a thing on the thing that says you have to check out at midday, or before. You have to leave. You can't be hanging around here all day unless you're going to pay for another night, because frankly, the afternoon belongs to the night, the morning belongs to last night, and the afternoon belongs to tonight. You're either staying tonight or you're leaving at midday. There's no happy medium. I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking he's running out of steam. This is the fifth in his trilogy, and it's not very good. It's basically he's going round. I don't know what he's doing. He's going on about yard wheels, and he's making references to obscure whatever it is. No, that's unusual. That was interference from my eye telephone. I don't know. If you don't mind, I'm going to interrupt myself there while it's going good, because later in this segment, the segment I've just been listening to, it all falls apart, and I don't want you to hear that. I don't want to, not that I fall apart, I don't break down and cry, but that's only because I hadn't realised yet that the segment was going awry. But the segment broke down, and it cried in a way, not literally. It didn't excrete tears from its pores, because the segment doesn't have pores, although this apparatus on which I'm recording has pores. There's a rectangular space on the front of my recording device that has lots of little holes, and they could be referred to as pores, except of course they're not, and they're too big to be pores anyway. If that was proper pores, there'd be so much sweat coming out of this that it would clog up the recording device and it would be broken and be of no use whatsoever. It would be of absolutely no use in any way, shape or form whatsoever. Which would probably explain why the last segment didn't go very well. But that doesn't make sense either, because it hasn't happened yet. The sweat thing coming out of the machine hasn't happened, as far as I know. Although I did once spill water on this, but that wasn't sweat. If I spills, or maybe, come to think of it, no. I'm not very happy with how this segment is going either. I think I'm running out of steam with this hotel room trilogy. I should have stopped this two shows ago, quite frankly. But no, I didn't. I carried on arrogantly. I decided, I'm still in the hotel, and I want to record. There's no point me in recording a hotel trilogy sequel where I'm at home when I'm not at home, because I'm not home. Yeah, I won't be home until later today, so... I can't, if I'm going to record at all, it has to be part of the hotel room series and not the home series, or else it's a fake. As always, I suppose I could do it as an actor. I could be an actor and say, I'm acting the part of a person who's at home. In a way, a hotel is a home away from home, but in another way it's not. In another way, a hotel is a freaking hotel and nothing else. It's a place where you go to eat and sleep and attend things. And then you go home, this falling apart, absolutely, not to be confused with the Michael Douglas film Falling Down, although I'm not in that kind of a mood. I am sometimes, but not today. So it's not falling down, falling apart perhaps, but not literally. So falling down, no. Falling up, no, not either. That's scientifically impossible unless you're on the moon, which we're not. If I ever make a film about the moon, I'll call it Falling Up. If the new title is appropriate, it might turn out not to be appropriate at all. It might be, might turn out, because there might be part of the plot might be that they discover that you can't fall up on the moon, in which case for calling it Falling Up would be misleading. It would be like making a sequel to the Muppet movie and calling it Bram Stoker's Dracula, except without Dracula in it. Although that would be accurate, except, no, it wouldn't. You'd have to expand on that and say Bram Stoker's Dracula without Dracula in it is not the concept of this film. You could call it that, but that would be quite a lengthy title. These film posters, they want to be on the film poster when they're advertising the movie. What they normally do is say they have a picture of three people looking dark and serious, usually two men and a woman, staring past the camera, and then they have a title. They'll say something like the tantric tiger of mouth is happening soon, and then they'll just have a launch date and there'll be nothing else, and that's supposed to tell you what the film is about. They'll have a slogan. They'll say it's happening, the death of the time of the thing is happening. That's giving away the plot, but not in a way that can be understood. So I suppose it's okay, except it tells you it should give away the plot in a way. It should tell you what the film is about. But I don't know. So that's what I think of that. Anyway, good morning.